Clue 8. Geography. Exercise 2. Page 143.
Understanding maps. Maps have a long history that goes back as far as 5,000 years. The first ever maps weren't very accurate, but nowadays we have amazing maps with lots of detail that tells us all sorts of information. We put these modern maps into three different groups. Political maps, which show countries and their borders. Physical maps, which show things like rivers and mountains. And thematic maps, which give us information about things in a place, like the weather, election results, or population. On some maps, you might notice numbers and letters around the edge. These show something called latitude and longitude. These are the names for lines that we use to show something's location. That is, where something is exactly in the world. Latitude lines go around the Earth from east to west, and longitude lines go from north to south. The numbers are important because they help us define the position of something on the lines. Numbers for latitude start at zero from the equator, which is a line that goes round the centre of the Earth, and go up and down. The numbers go up from 0 to 90 towards the North Pole and down from 0 to minus 90 towards the South Pole. We put an N or S after these numbers for North or South. The next set of numbers is for longitude, and they start from the prime meridian, which is a line that goes down the length of the Earth from the North Pole to the South Pole, and also go up and down. The numbers go up from 0 to 180 as they go east, and down from 0 to minus 180 as they go west. We put an E or W after these numbers for east or west. By using these numbers and letters and putting them together, we can find the exact place where something is on the Earth. For example, the Elizabeth Tower, home of the famous Bell Big Ben in London, is 51.5007 degrees north, minus 0.1246 degrees west. Cool, isn't it?